Looking ahead then to the first session of play on day four, which India would hope to start well. That was a testing, probing time for England's openers last evening. They had about 9-10 overs to face, and Ishan Sharma asked a lot of questions. So let's just talk about that now. A discussion we were having towards the end of the day yesterday, Akash, with VBS Lakshman, was this transformed Ishan Sharma and whether the time in England has made such a big difference or whatnot. Is this the best you've seen him bowl?
This is the best I've seen him bowl. I have seen him progress. In fact, I saw him even before he played for India. He was playing for Delhi, and the day I saw him, all of us knew that he'll be playing for India very soon. It was only a matter of time because he was bringing something to the table that cannot be taught, one. And two, that was exceptional. The bounce that he was getting, the accuracy that he had at that point in time, and the seam movement. We see a lot of bowlers with the movement in the air. But somebody who's consistently moving the ball laterally off the surface is that much tougher to play. And that's a rarity in India. Most of our bowlers are swing bowlers. But he was a rare find. I expected him to do a lot better over the years. I don't think he's evolved as much as he should have. And numbers are there to just vindicate that point. But now he's bowling beautifully. The wrist is firmly behind the ball. He's making the ball swing in the air, which was never his forte. And he's bowling a yard full. And it's just a couple of foot. That's what is making the difference. You bowl that much shorter, you look very good on TV screens where the ball carries, the batsman gets beaten, keeper is collecting the gloves with or rather the ball with his fingers pointing upwards. And just pitching the ball that much fuller where you open up the options of dismissing the batsman. Bowl, leg before, and of course caught behind once in a while. But he is bowling a lot better. The best that I have seen him bowl for a long, long time.
I mean, it seems like that right arm round the wicket angle to the left-hander Steve Amerson seems to be one that, you know, is just going to keep troubling both Jennings and Cook, because you feel like the angle's going to come towards off stump. You have to play and he gets to take it away. I know you can't see us, but if you can take me through just what you've observed on Ishan Sharma's wrist. We've seen a difference. We never associated him with getting swing. We always thought he's more something happening off the deck, more seam, that sort of bowler. But anything that you've observed that's allowing Ishan to get this beautiful shape that is troubling the left-handers?
Yeah, I think what Ishan's doing now is he's give his captain the confidence to say, throw them the ball and say, here, right, and your captain knows what he's going to get. I think in previous times, I think the captain's always been apprehensive of when to bowl Ishan and how you're going to use him, because you just weren't sure what you're going to get with him. I think what you've got with him now, this round the wicket left-hander is perfect for him. It just seems that it's a natural angle for him to bowl to left-handers. And I think what he's done is, he's somehow got himself in a position to get the seam upright. So whether he's been working on a seam position in his fingers and the release position of his wrist, because what he's doing is, if you watch Bumrah in the first innings, you know, they were talking about why he took the new ball. He's never ever going to be able to swing it because of the way the ball was coming out of his hand. The wrist position wasn't in a bad place, but the actual seam position when it was leaving his fingers was all over the place, and the ball wasn't coming down. So the seam wasn't coming down straight. You're going to get a little bit of nip off the seam, but you're not going to get the ball to move laterally through the air. But the one thing that Ishan Sharma's done the last, I don't know how long, but it definitely in this series, he's got the seam absolutely bolt upright. When you've got the seam bolt upright, you've got a good chance of it swinging, especially in England, especially in English conditions. And that's where he's being dangerous. And that it just seems that around the wicket, the little angle off his wrist just makes it just go away just enough to trouble the left-hander's outside edge. Today, though, in this game, and a fourth day pitch at Trent Bridge, I think he's going to be more trouble to the right-handers, because if he bowls over the wicket and he attacks off stump with that little slight angle in, the one thing about Trent Bridge is in the fourth and fifth day and the latter part of the test match, it tends to go down rather than up. So if he bowls onto off stump, he'll get a lot of LBW and bowls in this fourth innings if he gets it right.